What up, what up, what up? Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is your host, Polo Pool. I am the host of the Man Stash Podcast, and you're tuned in to episode 2. I hate you, but don't leave me. Now, with this episode title and segment and the duration of the next few episodes is going to be all-encompassing mental health awareness and the correlation between relationships and interpersonal relationships and skills. So without further ado, let's go ahead and drop this episode. Wow.
Match Task Podcast.
What up, world? This is your host, Polo Pool, of the Man Stash Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 2, I Hate You, But Don't Leave Me. Now, with that title, it's going to be all-encompassing and enshrouding mental health awareness and its correlation to interpersonal relationships and skills, specifically your intimate ones. Now, for me, I've, dated, here and there. I am now, married, and within my 29 years of life, I finally came to the realization of a healthy relationship, or what a healthy relationship should be. Now, with that being said, I was watching a specific movie called Acrimony. It is a Tyler Perry movie, and it was all surrounding this main character, which was led by Taraji P. Henson. And it was a great movie. I actually watched it about 3 or 4 times. And the foreshadowing with that was that the main character was showing signs and traits and characteristics of a disorder called borderline personality disorder. And in each and every act, you would see signs and traits on an extreme scale, of course, to, captivate the watcher or audience to, see why she was acting in this certain way and justifying her reasons or reactions to certain things of her relationship with her significant other. For me, when I was watching this movie, I was kind of like, dialing back in regards to like, wow, I've seen a lot of these traits, not similar like that was depicted on this movie, but certain traits and characteristics and, previous and past relationships that I've, gone through. And for me, I always justify these actions based off of my actions, and I thought it was okay. However, unbeknownst to me, it was extremely toxic and volatile. In fact, it pushed me more away than stay in a relationship. Luckily, I got out of it. However, aside from all of that, what is BPD? So, borderline personality disorder is like being on an emotional roller coaster. And not just because of your unstable emotions or relationships, or the person's unstable emotions or relationships, but also the wavering sense of who you are. Your self-image, goals, likes, and dislikes, they may change frequently in ways that feel confusing and unclear, not only to yourself, but your significant other, or those close, friends surrounding you. People who have BPD, or borderline personality disorder, tend to be extremely sensitive. Some may even describe it as having an open nerve ending. If you're kind of a science geek out there like myself, you can kind of relate it to having multiple sclerosis, but on a emotional scale. Multiple sclerosis is the diagnosis of your myelin sheath either being completely gone or just worn down. And the receptors within your body of your nerves are extremely exposed, and you have these sharp shooting pains all shooting across your body, giving you either missed messages or extreme intense pain and discomfort. And within BPD, you can have these feelings, but not more of an internal, psychological, thing, but more of a mental state of being triggered or jolted, if you will. And it doesn't have to be with a specific person. It could be things that you can muster up your own thoughts due to depression. And you can react in a certain way that is extremely volatile or toxic. However, BPD has even the tiniest of things that can trigger a person to have extreme and intense reactions, like I stated before. Some people that have BPD would say they feel that their actions were justified. However, was it toxic or detrimental to what they honestly want in their relationship or within themselves? And once you're upset, or people that have BPD, that when they are upset, they have trouble calming down. It's easy to understand how this emotional, volatile, and inability to self-soothe leads to relationship turmoil and impulsivity and even reckless behavior. When you're in the woes of overwhelming emotions, you're unable to think straight or stay grounded or even cool, calm, or collected, right? Some would even say that BPD tend to say, you know, hurtful things or act out in dangerous or inappropriate ways that make them feel guilty or ashamed afterwards. Now, these are kind of like my colloquial depiction in regards to what BPD is, or, you know, thereof. However, after this break, I'll be breaking down the actual finite details, qualities, red flags, and characteristics of what borderline personality is, and it give you a better taste and idea of how to combat it or identify within yourself or within your partner. If you're interested, stay tuned. If not, please share, follow on Instagram, or just leave a comment either within my email or, you know, DM me on my Instagram as well. Anyway, for you listeners out there, stay tuned. Bye.
Mash Test Podcast.
And we back. This is your boy Polo Paul coming back to you once again, and I am the host of the Mash Dash Podcast. Now, before the break, we were talking about borderline personality disorder and what it is, right? Now, I gave you guys a colloquial depiction of what I interpret what borderline personality disorder is, based off of a lot of media, such as the movie that I previously stated, Acrimony from Tyler Perry, or, you know, some of my personal life experiences. However, there are some common generalized statements that are in correlation to borderline personality disorder, and I shall be stating them right now. All right, so the first one is going to be, I often feel empty. My emotions shift very quickly, and I often experience extreme sadness, anger, or anxiety. I'm constantly afraid that people I care about will abandon me or leave me. I would describe most of my romantic relationships as intense but unstable. The way I feel about the people in my life can dramatically change from one moment to the next, and I don't understand why. I often do things that I know are dangerous or unhealthy, such as driving recklessly, having unsafe sex, binge drinking, using drugs, or going on random sporadic spending sprees. When I'm feeling insecure in a relationship, I tend to lash out or make impulsive gestures to make or keep the other person around. Now, like I said before, these are just generalized, you know, statements that can recognize certain red flags or indicators, either to yourself or to your partner, of maybe someone that might have, you know, borderline personality disorder. However, just to get more in depth in regards to what borderline personality disorder or the symptoms that are derived from borderline personality disorder will be nine, coming from the DSM. This is a manual that all psych people use to help diagnose their patients, clients, and associates. So, with number one, without further ado, the first one of BPD symptoms is fear of abandonment. People with borderline personality disorder often feel terrified of being alone. Even something as innocent as a loved one arriving home late from work or going away for the weekend may trigger intense fear. This can prompt frantic efforts to keep the person close. You may beg, cling, start fights, track your loved one's movements, or even physically block the person from leaving. Unfortunately, this behavior actually pushes the person away. The next one is going to be unstable relationships. People with BPD tend to have relationships that are intense and short-lived. You may fall in love with someone believing this new person is the one who will make you feel whole, only to be quickly disappointed. Your relationships either seem perfect or horrible. It's kind of black and white, cut and dry. There's no, like, you know, gray area. And it won't have any middle ground. A lot of people that have borderline personality disorder either see something as completely right or completely wrong. This is called splitting. However, the relationship can, will, and usually have a relationship cycle of idealization to devaluation, then to anger, and then finally hate. That's a big no-go, right? The next one is going to be number three, unclear or shifting self-image. When you have BPD, your sense of self is typically unstable. Sometimes or some days you may feel good about yourself, but other times you may hate yourself or view yourself as evil, toxic, or vindictive. As a result, you may frequently change jobs, friends, lovers, religion, values, goals, or even sexual identity. Number four is going to be impulsive, self-destructive behaviors. If you have BPD, you may engage in harmful sensation-seeking behaviors, especially if you're upset. You may engage in spending money you can't afford, binge eating, driving recklessly, shoplifting, engaging in risky sex, or overdo your sensation-seeking behaviors with drugs. These behaviors may help you feel better in the moment, but they may hurt you and those around you in the long term. And number five, self-harm or suicidal ideation. Now, with suicidal behavior and deliberate self-harm is common within people that have BPD. Suicidal behavior includes thinking about suicide, making gestures or threats, or actually carrying out a suicidal attempt. Now, the difference between suicidal ideation and self-harm is, with self-harm, that encompasses all other attempts to hurt yourself without suicidal intent. Just like the reckless and crazy behavior, right? Now, number six, extreme emotional swings, or like we like to call us guys, mood swings, right? But it's extreme. Now, unstable emotions and moods are common with BPD. However, one moment you're happy, then the next you're disgruntled. Little things that people may brush off can send you into a mode of anger and rage. These mood swings are similar to bipolar disorder, but the difference is with BPD, the mood swings last for a few minutes or hours versus days or weeks with bipolar disorder. Now, number seven, chronic feelings of emptiness. People with BPD often talk about or feel a feeling as if they're empty, that there is a hole or void inside of them. At the extreme, you may feel as if you're nothing, nobody, or a bad person. This feeling is uncomfortable, so you typically try to fill the void with things like drugs, food, or sex. Regardless as to whatever you may do, nothing truly feels satisfying with all the options that you do typically do. Now, with number eight, which is kind of, I would say, the meat and potatoes in regards to the qualities and characteristics of a person that has borderline personality disorder. But this one is going to be explosive anger. If you have BPD, you may struggle with intense anger and is short-tempered. You may also have trouble controlling yourself once the fuse is lit. For example, yelling, throwing things, or becoming completely consumed by rage. Just take note, it doesn't have to always be an outward approach. It can also be spending a lot of time feeling angry at yourself or others. Number nine, last but not least, feeling suspicious or out of touch with reality. People with BPD struggle with paranoia or suspicious thoughts about others' motives. Under stress, you may even lose touch with reality and experience called disassociation. You may feel groggy, spaced out, as if you're outside of your own body, you know, just kind of having like one of those, you know, outward body approaches or whatever, or moments, right? And that are the nine symptoms of borderline personality disorder. Now, you may feel as though, okay, you know, Polo Pol, you gave us some information and the symptoms and quality and characteristics in regards to borderline personality disorder, as well as your own interpretation. But still, like, I still don't see it clicking or resonating within my relationship. How can I better get a good interpretation of what borderline personality disorder is? Okay, well, just like I stated, I experienced or identified through media, which, you know, in this case, it was through Tyler Perry's movie Acrimony. Now, there are a few things out there that I noticed after I watched that and did my little homework and research in regards to what borderline personality disorder is. Now, if you're like any person within the Black community, you have watched a few of these movies and or shows that I'm going to state right now that show signs and traits, qualities and characteristics in regards to borderline personality disorders, as well as their interpersonal relationships with intimate significant others and or friends or family members. So, like I stated, Tyler Perry's Acrimony movie. Another one is Baby Boy. Again, Taraji P. Henson was in that movie, and she was dating the main character, or had a son with the main character, and his name was Jody, played by Tyrese, right? And their whole dynamic throughout the entire movie is a borderline personality disorder relationship. Now, you may think, wow, you know, this person that has borderline personality disorder, you know, seems like a really bad person. However, they're not a bad person. They love a lot. However, they just can't seem to find a stable sense of self and kind of stand their ground. It's kind of like having or building a house on shifting sand, right? Sometimes, you know, that big wave of hardships, trials and tribulations, or it could be a giant tsunami of depression, just knock your foundation out. And you're completely disheveled, destroyed, and you have to, you know, fix yourself back up. But besides that, another movie that I identified borderline personality disorder dynamic and is going to be Waiting to Exhale. The character that was played by Angela Bassett, she lit the gentleman's clothes on fire and lit the car on fire, which, you know, in a lot of cases, they feel that the woman is vindicated, like she has, you know, through all the mess or, you know, toxicity in her life and relationship by, you know, destroying, you know, this person's property or this man's property. But that's a sign of borderline personality disorder, right? Another show which is commonly watched, especially within our generation right now. And when I say our generation, I would say from, you know, ages, you know, 15 to 30, or maybe a little bit further or older, which is the Love and Hip Hop series, or even a lot of reality shows, but specifically Love and Hip Hop is the one that I'm going to talk about because it's all surrounding the African-American community. Now, you know, within Love and Hip Hop, you have all these, you know, intimate relationships, and, you know, the dynamic with a lot of them tends to have a thing of, you know, throwing drinks, scratching, fighting, kicking, words that you cannot take back. However, within the storyline, it kind of becomes a full circle of love and appreciation and an understanding and kind of some common woosah. And, you know, sometimes maybe not. However, that's another show that shows borderline personality disorder. If you're interested in seeing the dichotomy or a visual depiction of what borderline personality disorder, you know, is, if you don't see it in within one, you know, relationship, just look on to the next episode of Love and Hip Hop, whatever series, whether it's Atlanta, Hollywood, or New York. The next one is going to be Basketball Wives. That is a big and huge one, but that one, instead of it being an intimate you know, dynamic, is more of a friendship dynamic. All these ladies have, you know, great lives, they're well off. However, their, you know, interpersonal relationship and skills amongst their friends and friendship of that matter are just completely toxic and nasty. However, we're just glued into our, you know, seats, and we're just, you know, eating this up as entertainment. However, we're programming our minds and our habits to, you know, feel or see this as normal and normalized, right? And unfortunately, some of those qualities, characteristics, and traits we exude and project not only onto ourselves, but our significant others. Another one that is a really, really good one is going to be Real Housewives of Atlanta, or really just any of the Real Housewives series. But again, I'm sticking with Atlanta because of, you know, the African-American community. And again, this one, you know, draws back to just interpersonal relationships within our friends or family members. Now, you know, with this being said, borderline personality disorder is a thing of a common understanding. And I understand that, you know, with a lot of these medical terms, qualities and traits, I might, you know, got you guys a little bit lost in the sauce. And that's, you know, A-okay, because these next episodes, I'll be explaining more information regarding interpersonal relationships, how to cure or combat borderline personality disorders. And for me, when I was looking at all of these, you know, shows and media things, or just looking back at my life, whether, you know, currently or within the past, I had to think, okay, this person have this disorder, but why have I stayed or stuck around to, you know, endure this? Whether you did or not doesn't make you a bad or good person. That is just that you're in a toxic relationship. And you can't be in a, if you're not in a toxic relationship, doesn't mean that you can't be in one. However, when you're in it, a lot of things you know, try to, you know, appease the other person or accommodate the other person, and you yourself are showing signs of toxic traits, right? Because you're allowing that, you're making that as acceptable behavior. And for me, I had to research, you know, why not only did I succumb to this, but why is this a reoccurring issue? And I found out that I was a codependent personality disorder, which I'll talk about in, you know, a later episode, which I'm going to talk about how borderline personality disorders always cling to either narcissists or codependent personality disorder people. And this will be kind of the mental magic series of my podcast, because I want to expound more on mental health awareness, as well as healthy relationships, specifically within the mental health world, because I feel as though whether it's an intimate relationship or a personal one with a friendship, an associate, colleague, or acquaintance, that we all can do so much better if we're more informed and educated on what's actually going on internally, instead of internalizing it and keeping quiet and then having it be a perpetual cycle of, you know, hurt people, right? And these are for all my kings out here, man. If you want to be your best self, you have to really sit down and dig deep and do your homework. You are worth it, and the person that you're worth with is also worth it, if not more. So please, if you don't listen to me or anything of this episode, or salvage or retain any of this information, I just ask that you just take this little tidbit that you guys are worth it and you're worth fighting for. Thus, keep on continuing to refine yourself to be the best king in you that you can possibly be, in order for you to lead a community of a kings and queens. And, you know, just pass it on. All right. So without further ado, that's my episode. Again, my next episode, I'm going to be talking about borderline personality disorder, and how the relationship with a borderline personality disorder typically clings or, you know, attracts a codependent personality disorder person. And this one is going to be kind of like the bread and butter of toxic mental health awareness and relationships. I'll also expound on the topic of borderline personality disorder, as far as, is there a cure or is it something that has to be managed? How can I alleviate this toxicity within my relationship to it being a profound and positive one? And also, how can I break the cycle of being a person where I have splitting, where I hate you, but I don't want you to leave me. That is a very, very detrimental and toxic relationship. And unfortunately, it's common within the African-American community. Now, without further ado, please go follow my Instagram page, and it's going to be the Manstash Podcast. Or you can email me, you know, leave a comment, give me some, you know, constructive criticism. Or if you just want to give me a quick shout out, you can also find me on Facebook, the Manstash Podcast. Or go to my personal one, at Polo Pool, or at Polo underscore Pool. Either way, guys, I thank you for, you know, enduring this episode, listening in, and continuing to follow the big boy Polo Pool on the Manstash Podcast. I'm out. God bless you kings, queens, ladies and gentlemen, and stashers out there. I hope you have a blessed Monday, blessed week, and blessed month. You will catch me next Monday with episode 3. Talk to me nice, part 2. Bye.
I love you, Daddy. Thank you.